I just want to show you. You know, the Lord's been showing me some things.
This is the way some of y'all look spiritual. You know, all stiff. If I raised my hand, I'd rip these sleeves right out of this coat. But this is the way some of y'all look in the spirit. How many know God is looking at you? He's looking at you. And you know who else is looking at you? The devil looking at you. Now, what are you going to do? I said, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? We're going to praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I've been in trouble. He was talking about preparing for the service. I've been preparing, but I've been kind of troubled in my spirit. Because the Lord's been showing me this, and He's been showing me this, and you know, I said, Lord, but we hadn't finished this, and we got to do this, and you know, Lord, I just want to do whatever You want to do. I just know, Lord, I'm just here to obey whatever You want done. But I'm telling you that, you know, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, I'm just going to set a little foundation for you, a little taste, okay? Because we haven't really understood that there's two sides to us. Now, I don't mean the flesh, the ugly side, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm talking about if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. I don't need this thing anymore. Praise the Lord. Be in Christ. Y'all got the picture on that, right? So you don't want to look all stuffed. Get off the lap. Praise the Lord. I said that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, and old things have passed away. And behold what? All things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And it goes on to say that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, righteousness has two sides. How many know that Jesus was all God and all man? He had a divine side and a human side. Well, guess what? Any man who is in Christ is a new creation. That means anybody in Christ has a divine side and a man side. Talking about the species. I'm glad y'all are excited about that revelation. Because see, that's the problem. You don't know when to let the divinity side kick in. And you're trying to fight the devil, the spirituality, the principalities, the rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, all those ranks of demons that have been assigned to destroy not just our nation, but to destroy our moral fiber, to destroy our families, to destroy what we stand for in God, because He wants to discourage us. He wants to bring disappointment to us. How many have had any kind of pressure at all in the last week or so? Anybody under any kind of pressure?
Amen.
Well, let me just give you a word from the Lord. Chill out. Chill out. That is a Hebrew word. It is a Hebrew word. It is. Not chill, but it means chill. It means cool down. Amen. Now listen. I'm going to give you some more of that coming, okay? As the Lord gets that, because just like righteousness, see, you think righteousness just means living right for God. But righteousness has a divine side to it. Amen. Righteous is what God is. Amen. And if you've been made righteous, then you is what God is.
Amen. Amen.
Are y'all hungry?
Yes.
No, I mean hungry for the word.
Yes.
Okay. Stay hungry. Stay hungry. Amen. Y'all need to go? Huh? You going to stay? Are you going to go? Well, then go. Y'all go. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, help us tonight as we minister your word, Lord. Let us have hearing ears to hear. Lord, in the time that we have remaining, Lord, we just ask the Holy Spirit now to be our teacher. Lord, to empower me tonight to minister. Let revelation go forth. Let your people, the eyes of their understanding, be open. And God, I pray that you will continue to put a hunger in them like never before in these last days. Thank God for the living Word of God. Amen. Not just our church, but the living Word, the Word that is alive. Amen. We had a lady call us the other day from, they had moved off, they moved to Houston, and kind of crying to us. I said, you know, we've been visiting, but we just hadn't found a church like yours. Well, you know, I want to tell her she's not going to find one like this. But there probably are some, but I'm telling you, we do not need to take for granted the Word of God. Amen. Because we can fill church with a lot of things. And, you know, manifestations are great. And signs and wonders are great. But, again, we're not chasing after the signs and wonders. There's a lot of people today going all over the country chasing those manifestations. Let me tell you something. If you are a new creation in Christ that we talked about a while ago, you are a manifestation. If somebody wants to see a sign and a wonder, just lift your hand and say, hey, look at me. I used to be in the gutter. I used to be so strung out, I didn't even know what day it was on. Anybody ever had their head in a toilet? Now, you wouldn't admit that. I mean, no, you can go pretty low out there in the world. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. So if somebody wants to say, hey, do you do miracles at your church? Sure, I'm one. Right? Amen. I said amen. And you know what else? God wants us to be fed with spiritual manna. Fresh. Fresh from the candy kitchen. Amen. Fresh. Baked. Oh, can you smell? Every time we go into Mexico and pass the panaderias, they don't open up till about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And you're going down the street, all like, oh, man. And you walk in there, and you get one of those big tortugas or those, man, it's so fluffy and it's so, I mean, somebody say, shame on you. But see, there's something about certain smells. Now, there's certain smells that you don't want to go to. But there's some, I mean, that begin to generate your taste buds. That's why he said, oh, see and taste, that the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. And you know what? We've already tasted. I tell you, my hunger is for more of God. My hunger is for the presence of God Almighty in this place. You can talk to that praise team. I mean, I'm on them like ugly on the ape. I mean, like I tell you, I said, we don't want just music. We don't want performance. We want to be stirred in our hearts. We want to come to the place where we got tears rolling down our face, our cheeks, because we desire the presence of God so much. Because when we get in the presence of God, then we're in earshot. And we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church in this hour. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And so, you know, we got a ways to go, but we're going. We're not going to settle for second best. We're not going to settle for less when we can have the best. Amen? We know what we got is good, but it can get gooder. I said it can get better. Amen? It's not trying to please somebody. It's not trying to be critical. It's trying to get in the presence of God. It's trying to get into the very throne room of God where we can get right in the midst of all the angels of God and just brush up with them as they're crying out from the throne room, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. For Thou hast created, for Thou hast been created." What? To praise God. "Oh, Thou hast created me, Lord, to praise You and to give You thanks and to give You glory. Use my voice, Lord. Use my hands. Use my feet. Use the instruments, Lord. Whatever it takes, God, because we want to be a people that climbs right into the lap of a loving Father, and so that God Almighty can touch us every time we come in here with the divine touch of God.
Hallelujah.
Wake us up that we are part divinity too. We got to see that divinity and have a reality of that divinity side that's in every one of us. Because you ain't going to fight the devil with carnal weapons. The Bible tells us that, doesn't it? It says the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty. Come on, say mighty.
Mighty.
Shout
mighty.
Mighty. They're mighty through God. For the pulling down of the devil's strongholds. Amen?
Amen.
We take the sword of the Spirit. Whoosh, pull it right out of that scabbard. We're ready to attack. Amen?
Amen.
We are ready. We're ready to slap the devil right upside the head.
Yes.
Slap it. Come on, somebody slap the devil. Bah! 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 Slap the devil. Amen? That devil comes to discourage you, slap that sucker. Slap him with the Word of God.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1. Now you won't forget, will you? All right. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It's all right. You egg me on, I'll preach. You can't get louder than me. Now look at this. Then God said. Now what does that mean to you when God said something? No. If God said something, that means He spoke something. What did He speak? What did He speak? No, think about it. I'm not trying to trick you. What did He speak? He spoke words. Okay? And when God speaks a word, God will... Come on, y'all hadn't forgot what we've been teaching, have you? He will... See, everything we teach has to build upon another block. Amen? That's why you got to have a good foundation and you keep building. Because, sometimes I forget that we got a whole bunch of new faces, right? And so I got to come back sometime and just remind you of some things that maybe some of you have heard it several times, but don't ever approach like you've heard it before.
Amen.
Approach it like you're ready to hear it again.
Amen.
And get a fresh new revelation of it.
Amen.
The point is, God said something. And I'm going to talk to you for a few moments, and I'll have to probably continue next week, but listen to me. The reason that we are blessed. What does it mean to be blessed? What is the characteristics of somebody that is blessed by God? Well, let's read. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." Now, I've read that and we've read that many times. But now I'm looking at it from what the Spirit of God is showing me through the divine side. If we're made in the image and likeness of God, the word means to duplicate, an exact duplicate and kind. In other words, man has God-like qualities. We're the only species of God's creation that has the ability to pick and choose our words. We're the only species of God's creation that can reason, if you will, and make choices. Everybody in here tonight, you know, you made a choice, didn't you? Every human being gets to make a choice. Now, they may have speech impediments or they may have language barriers and so on and so forth, but you get the idea that God has made man. He made the first man in the image and in His likeness. In other words, what He's going to tell man, well, let's just read it here and then you'll begin to see this. It says, let them, that's talking about mankind, the species, male or female, have what? Dominion over all the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Did you see that? God has given you authority and power over creeps.
Amen.
Say the devil is a creep.
The devil is a creep.
There you go. So, God made man in His own image. In other words, He made a duplicate of Himself. When Jesus came to the earth, He was all man and all God. He had a human side and He had a divine side. But we have been born... Oh, I don't want to get into that message yet. You have to wait. Yeah, you got to wait. You got to wait because I got to build it because I'll lose 3/4 so if I don't build that in you. Just know that you have been born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And the Word of God is the seed. And every seed reproduces after its own kind. Yeah. I just want to wet your whistle a little. Okay? Because some of you are looking at me, is he saying we're like God? Yeah, I am. Are you saying we have God attributes? Yeah, I am. We can do whatever God does, whatever God says we can do.
Amen.
Whatever God says we can do will not only be natural, but be supernatural.
Amen.
See, we had to learn the divine order. We had to learn the divine flow of the supernatural. Because everything that God does is not natural.
Amen.
And when God speaks, now listen to this, when God speaks something, it's continuing.
Amen.
It's expanding.
Amen.
It's eternal.
Amen.
God doesn't take back what He spoke.
Amen.
What God speaks will come to pass.
Amen.
Now, we have to receive what we hear from God for ourselves. That's why you can't just sit in church and you know and just be thinking about next month's rent. You can't be thinking about how hard it was today at work or all the things you've got to do next week. You've got to be thinking right now, Holy Spirit, You're on the inside of me. And You always bear witness with my spirit. With what the Spirit of God, what God is saying, because He always bears witness of what God is saying. Amen? That's why the Word of God is so important to you and I. That's why He tells us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, day and night. Let not this Word depart from thy mouth. He tells us, then we will make our way, or He will make our way prosperous, and then we'll have good success. How many of you want your way to be prosperous? You want your way to be success. Okay, well, God has said here, now look at this, He's made man, and you know, I think most of you understand it, but you just haven't thought about, you're just thinking that God took the dirt and He, formed man, pumped him up like an air balloon and breathed into him life, and there was a man. But no, I want you to see something here, that we're made in the similitude or the likeness, a duplicate, if you will, of God Himself, okay? And look what it says. And God created man His own image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female, He created them. And verse 28, now look at this. And God blessed them. Now this is what I want to talk to you about in the coming couple, next two or three Wednesdays. Anyway, and God blessed them. Now, when God says something and we receive what He says, then it will come to pass in our life. If we become disobedient or we become rebellious, then it's not that God's word doesn't come to pass. It's we pass on the word that was spoken to us. God blessed them. He created man in His image, and He pronounced, or He said, He spoke blessing upon them. Or, in other words, He empowered them with something. What did He empower them with? He empowered them to expand. He gave them a fourfold commission. Look here. And it really hadn't changed. He said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Did you see that? That's what God has said. If God says anything about you, then it's going to come to pass. If God has spoken anything to you, then you use your faith to receive what has been spoken by faith to you. Okay? Now, let's read on here, because man had been given this assignment. What was his assignment? We read it right there. He's to be fruitful and multiply. He's to fill the earth. In other words, He's to populate the earth with other Jesus people.
Amen.
Amen. And subdue it, have dominion. In other words, we're supposed to be telling the devil where to get off. We're supposed to be slapping him upside the head every opportunity we have. Amen. We're not to let him take one inch of ground. We're certainly to give him no place in our home. And no place in our church. Now, we got to really pray for places like San Francisco and other areas in this United States, because we have an infiltration of demon spirits trying in these last days, because Satan knows that his day is very short. But the church, which has been sleeping, is waking up. The divine side of God's church is going to begin to realize who they are in Christ. And if God has spoken that blessing upon us, now look what happens. Because if we read what happened here in Genesis chapter 6, let me just give you a couple more here. Man, time flies, doesn't it? Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Yes, amen. Don't be afraid, sister. You're not going to interrupt me. Praise the Lord. Now look. It says the Lord saw. Now who did He give the blessing to? He gave the blessing to Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve begin to fulfill under that blessing that was spoke to them. Now, the Lord saw, now this is a few generations, a few children later, in Genesis chapter 6, it says, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. See, a lot of things change, but there's a lot of things that doesn't change. Isn't it amazing how evil some people can become? And the evil things that some people can do, even in a so-called godly nation. Well, he says, the Lord was very sorry. He was sorry that He made man on the earth, and He was grieved in His heart. Now, this is what happened. He gave the empowerment to Adam and Eve. They had children. Of course, Adam and Eve rebelled against God. So, when you forfeit the word that's spoken to you, how many know God is going to find another human being to bring to pass, or use to bring to pass what He has spoken?
Amen.
So when you hear it, It has to be received by faith. That it belongs to you. And if God is going to bless anybody in the earth, because He's spoken that He would do it, He's going to bless me. I'm not going to walk outside of that blessing covenant. Are you with me? Okay, and then go to chapter 9. Because the whole population had been corrupt. Or corrupted. And become evil. And God got to a place where He had to search pretty hard to find a righteous man in the earth. But He found one. I wonder if God could find some today. I said, I wonder if God could find some righteous people in the church so that what He has spoken can continue to come to pass, because God's Word is ever continuing. It is continuing as we speak. Amen? There is no distance. There is no time. There is no space. It is whatever God has spoken. It's like a rope coming unwrapped. It's just coming to pass. It's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. Well, look at verse 1, Genesis chapter 9. It says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them," now what did He say? Same thing we read in it. He said, "Be fruitful and multiply," and what? "And fill the earth." So He had to come back and reestablish. Didn't say anything different. Just said, "Okay, I found somebody. I can see that they're operating in righteousness. They will believe me." And so the Bible says that the favor of the Lord went before Noah. So you know that story, okay? Now, how does God bless a person? How does God bless a person? You know how God blesses a person? By speaking a word over them. What did He just do? He spoke a word over Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve sinned. So He had to find another man in the earth to speak a word over them. And that man had to receive what God spoke by faith. Are you with me? Okay. How does God bless a person? Remember, you're the exact duplication. You are made in the image after His likeness. And if He can bring about things through His Word, now listen to me, because you are made in His image, then so can you. Amen. Amen. You didn't hear what I said. Amen. God has given you dominion. Yes. God has given you authority. Yes. And when God speaks that over you, the blessing, He empowers you to do what He does. Amen. So when I speak something and I keep on believing what I am speaking, then what I am speaking, if I stay in faith, because that's why the Bible says the just shall live by faith, then what I am speaking is going to come to pass. Now that's why the devil wants to discourage you. That's why he wants to get you out of faith. Are you listening to me? Okay? Even though you may have forgotten what you have spoken and what you have heard so you could speak, the Word is still evolving. Amen. Yeah, it's still evolving. You may have forgotten. But you see, this is why we're constantly reminded. Remember we talked about Communion Sunday? About it being a memorial? Amen. He's constantly reminding the people of God, the children of Israel, and we'll get into some other little stories here about who He is. Amen. And who they are. Amen. That's why He said, when you come into the land flowing with milk and honey and you start living and dwelling in the houses that you didn't build and you start eating from the crops that you didn't plant, He said, remember the Lord your God. Amen. Who has brought you into this land flowing with milk and honey. Are you with me? Because when we take communion like we did the other day, what were we commanded to do? To remember what? Remember God. Remember what? Remember what He has spoken. Yeah, we think about what He's done, but But what has He spoken? See, the Bible teaches you and I that when we operate in the... Oh, get this. I just find a place to close here. But get this point. When you operate in the blessing of God, the way they would bless people in those days is the priest would stand up and stretch his hand towards the people and pronounce a blessing upon them. And they would receive that blessing. That priest was anointed by God to speak that blessing over them by what he was receiving from God Himself to speak. They might needed rain for their crops. They might have needed food for their table. They might have needed clothes for their backs. They might have needed something, and the priest would bless them. It's going to rain in your field. Your crops are going to multiply. Your seed is going to come. And when the, listen, and when the priest would pronounce the blessing, and when you receive what is spoken to you by faith from the blessing of God by the priest or the anointed person of God speaking that blessing over you, listen to this, you cannot, read my lips, you cannot be cursed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You, once you have received the blessing of God, you cannot be cursed.
Amen.
Now, people may try to curse you with their words, but their words won't work.
Hallelujah.
Think about what I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you in the Bible because I just take too much time to unfold all this stuff. Remember the prophet Balaam? I mean, he really wasn't a prophet. He was a sorcerer, a hired gun. But God used him because Balak wanted... He saw them coming out of the wilderness. He saw, listen, he saw the children of Israel multiplying like rabbits. And he said, man, if we don't do something, they're going to kick our behind. That's what he said. But he didn't say behind. He said butt. He said, they're going to kick us, kick our butt. And we use that terminology sometimes, don't we? Y'all looking so spiritual tonight.
Oh, Lord.
And so he hired Balaam to go up and to curse God's people so they wouldn't continue to multiply and gain the strength of their armies so that they wouldn't attack Balak and the people of Moab. Remember that story? And Balaam said, how much money you got? He said, but I'm going to tell you something. I cannot curse what God has already blessed. I cannot curse what God has already blessed. Because in Genesis 12:3, God said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. Amen. I will bless you. You are the people of Abraham. And you know what the Bible says in the book of the New Testament? I'm almost through. Galatians 3:29 says, if ye be Abraham's seed, or if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed?
Amen.
And the blessings of Abraham come upon you. That blessing, that empowerment. I'm telling you, when you receive what is spoken over you by faith in the blessing, you cannot be cursed.
Amen.
Praise, glory to God. Be Ukalaba Soka Malahanda. Praise the Lord. Come on, stand up on my feet. Stand up on your feet. Can I just stretch my hand out? Can you receive me? Can you receive your pastor as an anointed man of God to stand up here?